Okay, so it looks like we are live. We are still waiting for Peter. Peter, if you are here, just join us in the standard panel room and join the call. I'm going to start with a question for Manuel. So, hi, Peter. So, Manuel, what was the sparking point which triggered this collaborating standardization effort?
I think it's a really interesting question, right? So why would anyone embark on such an endeavor? And I think really the starting point was the realization that when talking to other researchers and other research groups, I realized quite early that everyone has their own conventions that might have developed just through practice, and that's just the way that data are collected and data are documented. And I think that's fine, right? If everyone's living in their own sort of bubble of, well, this is my research lab, this is my data. But of course, it kind of breaks down when you're trying to collaborate, when you're trying to, for example, create data sets out of two data sets that already exist. And this is really kind of the need that we saw, which was, well, we need to have a common language and a common way to talk about these things. So that's one. I think the other aspect is really that there is very little documentation in about the types of sensors, for example, that I use. So you might buy these ActiWatches or actigraphy devices or the light sensors, and then you might find data that are published, or they might not be published but reported on. And the problem is a little bit understanding, well, were these ever calibrated? What do we know in terms of the measurement devices about these sensors? And for actigraphy, well, it's accelerometer based, so if that's reasonably calibrated, that's fine. For light, it's much more complicated because we really care about what types of light-related quantities are measured. And having then a standard that then allows us to describe the types of sensors and its properties with which a specific data set was collected seemed quite important to move us forward. So that's really the starting point, is kind of the need to create data sets that are just multi-lab, and also, I guess, a drive to a little bit improve reporting on the meta aspects of data.
Okay, so since we are on the topic of the data set, a question from the audience. So you're using the term data package, but are you using it in the kind of generic sense, or do you refer to frictionless data from the Open Knowledge Foundation, for instance?
So we've engaged with frictionless quite a bit and looked into it. Here we're not using the frictionless data package. This is a more generalistic term, I would say. But we're interested in specifically then going back to frictionless and see how we can then integrate what we've done into the sort of frictionless framework.
Okay, so